There's a delay. It's all standard protocol at this point. Hi, what's going down, everybody? What is up? Are we live? Are we live? There are two wolves inside you. One's a vampire, and one's gay. You are a gay vampire. That's very funny, Radical Bear. Very funny indeed. Let me check my connection. Is this connection working good, or is this feel fast?
Cold outside. I really should go, but baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. I really should go, but baby, it's cold outside. There's global warming, you know. I swear it's cold outside.
Hi, hi, hi. Today is 7:51, jet fuel, and what exactly is going on in the sky? And thanks to everyone who joined us last night for the therapeutic book burning. That was really fun. I got a lot of really funny emails out of that. And same with the pineal gland episode. A lot of good info has been coming my way. One guy even offered me a class in British Columbia to learn how to do masonry, which I believe I will take him up on it and film it potentially. Because I'm seeing the first rough cut of my documentary, You're Doing Great Kid, today. Much love to Mac and Scooter and Vox Day and Kyneton Bear and everybody that helped make that possible. Of course, Ryan. So Amy says that, and listen, I'm no cuck. Everyone knows I'm no cuck. But everybody has jurisdictions in your marriage. We have to do it with like a contractor if we're going to do this like outdoor fireplace area in there. And a classic bear that I talk to all the time, Jared, was like, be like, $10,000? Your eighth grabber was showing, Big Bear, more like $80,000. And I was like, dude, I could buy a stone mountain for $80,000. Because he was saying how expensive stone was. I'm like, who's the grabber now? Because we don't require electricity or gas, although we did get some bears offer some electrical work. I just want a really awesome, legendary stone fireplace in the backyard, but I'm not doing it myself because unlike the fence work, and Amy knows, these are it's jurisdictional issues. Like if she says no on that, I get it because if I mess up like pouring concrete or something, it's going to be there forever. And so this dude out of British Columbia has a several-day class in using earth and doing masonry and stuff. And I'm like, that's exactly what I'm all about. I want to know what it is. Your eyes looks great, man. Thanks. Yeah, like here, if I mess up any of this, it's just dirt or wood or fencing. If I mess up masonry, we're going to have a giant Picasso painting sculpture in our backyard that everybody can trip and fall on. All right. So today is some good gravy. And also, a woman emailed me about the Christian Walmart demon lady that I played yesterday and said that she actually knows the woman and is usually very, very sweet. So when I said that's a demon, it was a demon in the woman. The woman isn't a demon. She's a human being just like all of us and might have been going through some sort of psychotic break at the time. And much love to her. No ill will. And this woman was a little concerned that people, because she said a coworker was like cackling at it and like people, she's scared that people would troll her and make her life hell and all that. She'll be fine. And give the woman love, you know, but also understand that it's all on the screens. And there's a lot of psyops to make everybody think that bullying is going to make people kill themselves. Guys, I've been attacked by the global media, and I never get bullied in real life. Never. It's either just totally people treat me normally, don't know who I am, or they give me a knowing nod, or they say like, hey man, I love your comedy. That's it. It's an illusion. So my recommendation to that woman who was caught on camera having a psychotic break, and I hear she is very sweet, is just stay off the screens. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all misrepresentations of reality. In real life, no one is going to come up to you and scream at you and call you names, only in the twisted world of the internet. And so much love to her, and I hope that she's feeling better. And just know that When I call someone a demon, it's a demon in the person. And we've all had them. Where you feel like when you're full of rage or full of envy or full of lust or whatever, it's like, that's a demon. And it's like, I give her much love for her journey. And I just want her to know, if she's listening, that the real world isn't how it's portrayed online. Like, let me show you something really fast. I told one of my buddies I wasn't going to bite on this one because it could all be a psyop, but I don't care. But this is very interesting. Like, I'll show you how the bullying movement is pushed. Like right here, right? Bullied Australian boy Quadrin Bills receives worldwide support after video goes viral. Let's send a wonderful kid to Disneyland. If you did a little more research, you'd see that he is an actor, extra, model, influencer. Like, for hire. Did the bullying really happen? I'm not going to make any statements. I'm just reporting what I know. Then you have here, just all covered in makeup, and maybe allegedly makeup. I'm not making a claim. Mother posts heartbreaking video of son with dwarfism sobbing after being bullied. I'm going to kill myself. Here's the same kid on Instagram showing off all the money he made. And this is the website managed by his mother where he is a model, extra, actor, influencer. It's fake. Allegedly. Because this whole bullying thing is a way to keep people from saying reality. Because they're like, oh, if people know that Paul McCartney died in 66, all these women will kill themselves. No, they won't. No, they won't. Lies are what make people kill themselves out of despair because they don't think they have any reason to live. It's not because you're called names. I'm called names all day. I now find it funny. And I'm seriously do find it funny. Like when people are like, Pineal gland, you, sir, have lost your marbles. And then all I do is daydream about, like, how did that phrase come about? Like, did someone lose their marbles and go insane? Where it's like, hey, Gary, do you want to play marbles today? It's like, sure. And then they look for their marbles and they're like, they're gone. You know, the mom is a terrible person, allegedly. The point isn't now we have to morally convict the mother. The point is when you see these viral videos, guys, I've had viral videos get millions and millions of hits. No one ever reports on it. And then you'll see these videos where it's like 20,000 views and it's like viral video. It's creating a false consensus. Like everyone's talking about this Aborigine dwarf. No, he's an actor. And even if he probably does have some issues in his life and maybe battle some depression and stuff like that, but it's only because his mother allegedly is turning him into a child actor and selling him to the highest grabber bidder. So again, just to clear things up with that woman yesterday, I wasn't shaming her. It was a moment where you could see a demon basically quoting scripture for the demon's own, for the demon's own agenda. And that's why when people just say, I'm a Christian, you're not a Christian, or as a Christian, and I'm letting people know that people in comment sections and people can say they're Christian and the Bible can quote scripture all they want, but it doesn't mean anything. That woman I hear is a sweet woman, and I hear she's nice and mild-mannered, and something wacky happened in her head, and she'll be fine. And you don't have to worry about her, because if she stays away from the screens and she stays away from the troll farms, the real world is much, much, much more kind than they want us to believe. It wants us to believe. There is an it. And she was right that people need Jesus in their life, and I really hope she does better. I was just laughing at the scenario in a store. It's like, you need me. It made me laugh, but it's not about enjoying. It's not a Schadenfreude or whatever, like the enjoyment of others' pain. According to this bear that wrote me, she's nice. So good. And, the way to beat the many headed Hydra in my book burning last night, definitely check it out. False Witness Bear Feed 2 or right here on D Live. It was hilarious. And I think I'm going to do it more often. It's like you get the most propagandized children's books and you read it and make fun of it and burn it with the people. Everyone had a blast. Because when people say book burning, what they mean is oligarchical censorship. Like, people don't have access to a book. When you have your own book, you can burn it what you want. And I had people already writing to me, this man has lost his mind. Look at him burning books. It's like, How do you feel about abortion? My body, my choice. My book, my choice. See, I'm burning lies that's made out of paper. You're killing a human being. Who do you think's got the moral high ground on this? Anyway, book burning was so funny and satisfying. Yeah, because it's your book. The connotation of book burning, of being like mass censorship, like the Library of Alexandria gets rid of, you know, the chapter of Enoch. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. It's people that don't allow you have to access to information. I was taking my property and using it as kindling because it was full of lies. And if anybody wants to get technical about it, where it's like, oh, but you can't, do you burn newspaper to start a fire? Well, of course, it's the same thing. It's just a bunch of lies on a piece of paper. Okay. Burn books, not babies. Well, just have fun. Like, I'll show you a perfect example of someone having a blast with politics. Look at this guy. For those of you just listening, it's a urinal with Pelosi painted around it, and it says Pelosi, and this guy's loving it. He's big, big smiles. I don't care about politics. I care about joy and gratitude and people and having fun and comedy and knowledge and insights and family. If you have fun with politics, have a blast. You know, it's a great show they're showing us. But if you hold on bated breath that, like, oh no, if Pelosi doesn't go to prison, then just paint around a urinal and enjoy the ride. So every time these dudes, it looks like a biker bar, but every time these dudes take a pee, it's right in Nancy Pelosi's mouth. And I dare you to try and legislate against that. You can't paint Nancy Pelosi around a urinal. It's like, say it in Congress and do it on C-SPAN. That's the new Comedy Central. It's about joy, you know? And so today we're going to talk about something pretty intense, but it's going to be great and very knowledgeable. It's called jet fuel and what is going on in the sky. I have some theories about geoengineering, what's called chemtrails versus contrails. There are contrails. They're not all chemtrails. I have theories. Because I was listening to Jungle Surfer, who's old school, OG truth guy. He thinks everybody's trans, but which I'm not on board with in the celebrity world, but really, really knowledgeable guy. And he brought up a great point that spraying from that altitude doesn't give you the poison. Because I have a lot of friends that are very scared about chemtrails in the sky. There is something obviously going on up there. But it's so high that the dispersal rate would get it so it would be like one part per trillion by the time it hits the ground. Like, if you know much about mass agriculture, you have to get your plane, they're called crop dusters. You have to get it very low to really inflict. And there is like aluminum and stuff in there, but I think it's a much bigger secret being hidden. A much, much more interesting secret that's being hidden. There's clearly a secret. There's clearly something being hidden. But the idea that that's all just for poison, I'm not buying it for one second. And my man Victor Schellberger has some theories as well. Oh, and someone brought up a great point about last night. I was burning some books about dinosaurs, and I was making fun of it about, oh, they found another fossil based on grant money. And someone wrote to me that in Jurassic Park, the name of the paleontologist was Dr. Grant. And you know, you can call that pre-programming or revealing of the hand or revelation of the method or whatever. I just think stuff like that comes out all the time. Just all the time. Keeps us from killing body parasites probably. I have a totally different theory. Oh, and speaking of body parasites, I'm now getting flooded with emails of like, Big Bear, I got a distiller and turpentine. Is this the right turpentine? Blah, blah, blah. Dude, I did turpentine for 4 days and now I'll do it like maybe once a month. If you go through a bottle of turpentine in your entire life, you're drinking too much. It's pine gum, organic, just from pine trees turpentine. It's not a miracle cure of anything. It's not going to like open up your mind and you get all smart and get, it's all a process. The more important is stop eating sugar and bread. After that, turpentine is just one fun thing I did. You're not going to die from it if you drink too. Maybe there is an element that you can really hurt yourself, but it's just pointless. Like, once you do a couple cleanses and maybe some maintenance, it doesn't really do anything. It's just kind of like, it's good when you have some worms and parasites that have been there for like 20 years to really root them out. But it's probably just going to make you nauseous. And I don't know what the effects could be if you drink too much turpentine over a long period of time. But not a miracle cure of anything. It's and the distiller thing, the main thing is get the junk out of your water and drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water that doesn't have heavy inorganic metals in it or fluoride. That's the whole thing. And I like the distiller because you can, at a grid down situation, you could purify pond water or seawater. Because what it does is it it boils it and it takes the vapor out, so nothing is in it. And so you do have to make sure that you're getting Himalayan salts and zinc and stuff like that. But if you eat a lot of fruits and veggies, you're fine. Because it can, the good thing is it pulls a lot of bad stuff out of your body, all these metals. But it can also pull minerals that you need out of your body. But if you eat a normal diet of healthy food, it doesn't affect you at all. So just apple cider vinegar is great. Apple cider vinegar is probably better than turpentine long term because it's less jarring. Like a little shot of apple cider vinegar with a lot of water in the morning, that's what my grandfather did. And he told my mom, even way back in the 50s, that he was like, it kills the worms. And it's less intense. But when people are like, turpentine is pure poison. No, it's like, it's not. It's just stronger than apple cider. And you don't need to just keep jarring your body like that. Okay. Garlic and apple cider vinegar is a great start. Yes. The turpentine thing is if you've lived a life with a lot of sugar and parasites and, you know, your gut biome is off, you're bloated, you're really inflamed, it's good to do a teaspoon of that with some castor oil and a lot of water. Stop eating sugar. And that'll kill some stuff that apple cider won't kill. But that's it. Then can you OD on vinegar? You can OD on anything. You can drink so much water, you die. Everything can be done badly. But like when people are like, if you take a sip of the turpentine, of the pine spirits, it's pure poison. I'm like, I just watched you drink 15 Miller Lights. It's like, yeah, I was unwinding. Okay. Costco has apple cider vinegar pills that are great. Yeah, and I've been into oregano oil pills. Oregano is very good for killing parasites. But the main thing is don't feed them sugar. And that's it. It's not, nothing's like a miracle cure. Nothing. You know, it's all about just realizing that the medical world is feeding you a lot of BS. Some good, great people in the medical world, great advances, you know, penicillin, a lot of surgeries. But, you know, it's also a lot of nonsense. And if you just look around at how fat and unhealthy people are just looking in like Walmart and Target and stuff, like, we got to do it ourselves. And the main thing is, like, if you read the back of a bottle or food and there's a bunch of stuff you don't recognize, just don't eat that. Just eat as many things that occur in nature as possible and you're fine. People like to overreact. Yeah, they're like, if I just, with the turpentine, I'll finally feel God. No, it's just, when you're unhealthy, you feel nothing. You see nothing. Your eyes are blind. That's it. You know, that's why when people, you know, just obsessing about this type of stuff leads to like the DMT world and Joe Rogan and all that stuff. And then you're just like, you're missing the whole point. You know, so much of it is just your view on life too. It's about joy. It's not paranoia and fear and all that. That'll kill you. That'll kill you. It's unreal how many are overweight. Yeah, it's sugar, bread, and bad sleep patterns, stress, you know, and you can shed it, man, because a lot of weight isn't fat. It isn't calories. It's inflammation. It's your body is literally making like a bubble around it because of trauma and lies. Dude, I know I sound a little wacky when I say this, but like, the amount of cognitive dissonance and anger and lies and stuff that come at us, your body starts forming a shield. It's like a cast to keep vibrations and and lies away from you. Because lies are really bad for your mind because you can't process the world around you if your givens are wrong. Which brings me to my point. Oh, hey, Harry Bear. Chemtrails in the sky, Rogan is twice as high. Take a look, then burn a book, then take back the rainbow. Kale Bear, that's called a home run, what we all just witnessed. Like, I still have, like, jiggly belly and stuff. Like, unless I did hard interval training, which I'm not going to do. I'm a dad. I got a lot of stuff going on. Like, unless I do hard, like, big muscle activation, box jumps, you know, interval training and stuff, I'm always going to have some jiggle on me, and I'm totally fine with that. I just had to get off this, like, I had to get the weight off that's like, oh, this could shorten your life and make you blind and sad. You know, having a little jiggle is fine. That's not the problem. You don't need abs. It's just you want to get off what appears to be like armor against toxicity. Like in the documentary that we're going to watch soon at Unauthorized, I'm way fatter. And it's not like I could still work all day. I could still move. I could still run a couple miles in a pretty decent time. It was just like it was like armor to like toxicity. And so that's why I've been into this stuff and talking about it. But again, there is no like magical thing. Just as much food as you can eat that occurs in nature. Spices and herbs and stuff are awesome. You know, they used to be more valuable than gold. So when you eat it, be like, and they used to feed lobster to prisoners. So it's all subjective. Like if you have garlic, oregano, thyme, sage, all this stuff, you chop it up, you do a nice simmer with some really good olive oil. And then you put like some, maybe some cuts of meat in there, some spinach. Like that was like, no one in our social class could ever imagine something like that a few hundred years ago. Like those spices, people fought wars over salt. That's why it's called a salary, sal, S-A-L. You got paid in salt because it was so valuable. Unreal. Like salt can keep meat. It's just amazing stuff. And people obsess over lobster. Lobster is like, they're like bugs that they used to feed to prisoners, and now they're just like, the wealthy are like, look at my lobster. And I'm like, you're gay. Nephilim don't get fat, they just retain more gravy. Yeah. No, I'm going to get the stash back, don't worry. Happy Friday, everybody. Yeah, and I don't think I will be doing it tomorrow. I think the real heavy chemtrails don't even come from real places. I got theories. Because I was having Weiss send me some videos on the jet fuel hoax today. I remember Quantum of Conscious did a video on it, but it wasn't online for some reason. And I did my own research as well, obviously. And I think that what they're hiding, I think there's a few different aspects to all of this. I think there's massive geoengineering going on where they can affect the weather, like HAARP and all that. And I think some of the chemtrails we see, like when we see it's a grid, or when we see the dispersal to make a cloudy day, I think that is weather manipulation. But I think a lot of these contrails, you know, it's almost like the excuse the controllers use, there's truth in it, because I don't think they use jet fuel. And let me just tell you some stats real quick, because I know that's a how dare you situation. Oh, I got some more funny stuff before I get there. First off, this is interesting. Genesis 32:26, he wrestled with him and he said, let me go for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved, just as he crossed over Peniel. The sun. All right, so there's a lot of like gravy like that. And I'm going to read the book of Enoch soon. People keep telling me to read it. I've never read it, but it sounds like there's some moon gravy in there. Here's some good news out of Russia. Probably one of the reasons the globalist media despises Putin. Putin supports this. Russian church supports initiative to constitutionally define marriage as union of man and woman. Moscow, February 20th, 2020. And I think one of the reasons that Putin is kind of based is he's a judo guy. You know, granted, he's definitely a murderer and definitely not someone I would trust with my passwords. But there's, like, the judo guys, I think, have a better idea of natural forces and harnessing natural forces than some of these, some other martial art types. And I'll explain very soon about what air travel actually is. So anyway, there's good news all over the place. When the media is constantly attacking somebody, you can probably bet it's because they're trying to get some sort of order back in their society. So here's a little good news for you guys that the Russian church is now supporting. And that's a state church. That means Putin. That means the whole deal. And they're supporting a definition of marriage meaning men and women, because that's what the word marriage does mean. This isn't about bigotry or hatred. It's literally like words have meaning. And so God bless that church and Putin. How do you say God bless Putin? He worked for the KGB, because that's a great action, and that's it. It's like the fact that that's happening is invariably a good thing. I now believe the world may be trolling me personally at some point. This is a bike store in Venice Beach, California. It's called Kike's Bike Shop. Two of my favorite things to mock brought together in one neon sign. I wonder who exactly steals from that bike shop. But just letting you guys know that is so funny and so almost personally funny to me and my life that, you know, thanks God for giving me that chuckle. It's like, as they made the neon sign, because you know it's owned by Grabwares. It's like, no, this is real. This is my buddy in LA sent me this. As they're making the neon sign, and it was financed by you know who's, does no one proofread it? I mean, maybe one of the letters is out, but like, I mean, these are the things to take great joy in. And I just don't question anymore. I'm like, yeah, Kike's Bike Shop. On sale for bike thieves. Made by Jim Bob. Hit another home run today. This is Darwin. The animals we see today are the fittest because we see them today. That sounds circular logic, Charles. Yes, but it will give a natural account for killing off the savages. And here's the thing about killing off the savages. And by the way, that's exactly one of the main reasons they developed the theory of evolution. Because they wanted a scientific natural justification for genocide. And for those of you saying, well, those heathens didn't accept the good word. It was the Anglo job to wipe them out. It means you didn't explain it properly and you didn't let them come to it themselves. I think so many people have been falsely called savages because people did a terrible job explaining logos and then they blame the crowd. It's like comedians blame the crowd a lot. A comedian will tell a joke and no one laughs and they're like, what a bad crowd. I'm like, or you did a bad job telling the joke. So I think a lot of these Anglos, I hate calling anyone fake Christians because it's just whatever, but Darwin, you know, I think he manipulated the word for his own demons quite a bit. And then when other people weren't drawn to the truth, it was a lot like my Catholic upbringing. There was no truth in it. So the fact that the word Christian was hijacked by a small town, extremely corrupt, sexually depraved organization that was not living or teaching the Bible at all, in my mind, I thought Christianity was very stupid. And so I think that probably happened with a lot of quote-unquote savages, where they were, you know, the good word was brought to them, and they got real stabby and spear-throwy. And then everyone was like, these people they must be killed. No. And sometimes it takes a while, too. And people don't come to it on their own. You get another issue with the Spanish Inquisition where, don't get me wrong, I'm not against Inquisitions. But when you force, they force some Grabwares to become Christian and all they did is become secret Grabwares. It can't be forced. And unless someone's breaking the law or, you know, you can't kill them for it. One of the things I love the most about Christianity is we don't kill non-believers. You don't get to do that. Like, you don't get to say, if you don't believe what I believe, I'm going to kill you. So that's why they needed the Grabwares circular logic. Because there's a really, really good chance that people like that never preached any aspect of Christianity to anyone. Darwin was big in eugenics. Yeah, but I mean, I'm into eugenics in a way, just the natural version, where the strongest, like the most, the man with, who can provide a stable and loving home for his woman will be able to select an attractive and good woman and vice versa and have as many children as possible. That's a form of eugenics because I don't support the state-run dysgenics where they take 50% of the strong people's resources for their kids and give them to people who probably shouldn't have kids. And not it's not a genetic condemnation. It's that they don't have their life together to provide a good home. And that's one reason why we see people getting uglier and dumber and fatter. Which, you know, the word eugenics has a terrible connotation because of any forcings. It's not forcing, it's just natural. Like, the natural world is eugenic. Like, if you are, and it's not mean. It's not like, oh, I can kill more savages, so I get to be more fruitful. No, it's if you're a better man and you provide a stable, supporting home for a woman, she's going to want to have a lot of kids with you. And that man is going to have more options of women, so he's going to get the healthier, more symmetrical one. And then if you're dumb and you're like, instead of building a fireplace for the winter, I'm going to get a bunch of fireworks. Yes, that guy dies. That's called eugenics. World War II was a eugenics program. It was a dysgenic program. They were trying to kill off as many strong alpha males as possible. Doesn't work, though. Long term, everything just fixes itself. I'm telling you, man, the more people try and tinker with truth and reality, the worse it backfires. A lot of the most beautiful, best things that have ever happened in the world have been backfires of like these Darwin type characters. I like the pomegranate joke, but there was a bear on YouTube yesterday making bears look retarded by spamming pomegranate stuff in caps. Then he's not a bear. It's just like what I just taught you about the Christian thing. Anyone can say, I'm a bear. Let's all kill Jews and then chop our dicks off. And it's like, hey, man, you really got to talk to these bears. It's like, no, I don't. That guy isn't part of my community. There's a small subset of fat, hairy homosexuals who call themselves bears because that when they sodomize each other, he looks like a bear. Do you think I need to email that guy and say, hey, man, listen, that's not what the bears stand for. One of the reasons that the bears are so impervious to takedown methods of our community is it isn't set. You just come in and leave and you come up with a bear name. There's no entrance fee. There's no ritual. There's no hazing. You just come. A lot of people here have jobs where they can't talk about these things. And so they get a bear name. They come here. They talk about gravy. And then they go back to living their life. And it gives them a lot of joy. And if someone wants to take a bear name and just start all caps like, Jews, fire up the ovens. It's like, it's so obvious to just say that guy's not a bear. And that's why I'm a tent pole. Because a lot of the values and the morality has to come from my perspective in the videos, not out of arrogance, but because you can match that. If someone is just way left field, you can say, oh, that's not someone that is drawn to Owen. You know, someone can believe what they want when it comes to like debate and different types of religion and stuff. But like if someone is just acting like a baby boomer who hates Jews, you could be pretty confident that that's an intelligence agent. And that's why it isn't like this community is so stable, because there is no like, how do we infiltrate? How does the power structure work? Oh, wait a minute. I'll just show you the video. We've already made this video. And then I'll talk about jet fuel. Hang on. It's funny. I think Mountain Bear has it up. Mountain Bear. When intelligence agencies find out about the bears, hang on, check this out. This is so true.
You guys are
This is from False Witness Bear. Subscribe to False Witness Bear. He's been doing a great job mirroring all my streams. Obviously, unauthorized.tv. My documentary is only going to be there. And that isn't to try and keep info from people. I'm not causing false scarcity at all. It's just we have to... people pay for unauthorized, so they have to be given access to things that I don't want all over the internet. And also there's, you know, my family's in it. It's just a little more of something that's a little more selective. It's just not pure gravy. Hang on. So check this out. This is why no one can infiltrate us, because there's no way to do it.
You guys are like a militia. You're like a cult. Like, what's the plan? Well, I think he's going to stream at 10, and then we're going to go to, like, watch another stream, and we're going to go see his show. So what do you guys, like, what are you planning? We're helping him write a joke about NASA, and we keep making fun of the Kennedy's a homo. So what's the secret society? There's no secret. He literally just sits there and eats apples with his son. Oh, so you guys are really just having a good time. Yeah, trying to get our wives pregnant and laugh a lot. Because Ben Shapiro fucking sucks. Oh, we plan on, like, killing Ben Shapiro? Huh? No, we're trying to get our wives pregnant and do funny Ben Shapiro memes. We say the U at the end of his name because it's fucking hysterical. So what's the entrance fee? I don't think you understand. He's just super funny. We just really laugh, and it's really funny when he bans people. Oh, so he, like, kills people? No, he just doesn't let them talk shit to him anymore by, like, clicking a button. So what's the plan? Like, what are the levels? Well, he seems to know Captain Cutler and some of the other guys, like Kyneton and Overbearmore, because he's, like, known him longer. So what's the plan? Well, we talk about the Bible and crushing. You know, we make fun of Jews. We're all about building family and crushing despair. So, but what's the plan? Basically saying don't blow dudes and have families and pray more. So he's like a bigot. Yeah, he doesn't like short people. Anybody under 20 Rogans. How tall is a Rogan? A Chinaman's limp.
It's so great because it's just so true. And even one of the bears I listed, like Overbear's still cool, but Captain Cutler lost his mind. You know, much love to them. No, they're not doing anything anymore, which is fine. I got no ill will. But the bears have developed a lot of discernment when it comes to activity. Like, that intense rage or anger or, like, trolling or anything, none of that is us. So, because, like, Papa J Bear, I'm not Owen Benjamin V3. I saw a comment today under a clip. Definitely subscribe to that. He's doing awesome. He's doing, like, the 20, 30-minute segments of specific topics. Somebody said there's already 13,000 people here on version 3. I've never seen this. Because it's authentic. You know, that's why we keep crushing, because people actually want to listen, because I'm not selling them anything. And so many people they can't fathom it. You know, it's kind of like a homosexual can't fathom two guys just going camping. Where it's like, if me and my buddy go camping, the homosexual's like, oh, so you're going to get them nice and drunk and then try to have sex with them. And it's like, no, we're just camping. It's like, I get it. You're going to rape them. It's like, no, that's not even on the table. And that's why you get authentic love and loyalty, because people realize that over time. And it has become comical, people not understanding that. They're like, dude, people in Hollywood, no joke. When I first married Amy, because she's part mestizo, she's part savage, they literally thought I married a non-full-blooded white person because I could then make fun of Mexicans and black people. I'm like, you think I chose my wife based on how to angularly get around political correctness? Like, seriously? And they were dead serious. They're like, because in their mind, they're like, well, there must be a reason. Like, there has to be an angle. And I'm like, living without angles is so fun. And that's why our community is so strong, because they get it. People just get it. And they're like, so you're tricking them long term and you're getting more money. And I'm like, no. It's like, oh, but then you're gonna get them addicted to the stream, and then only that's why so many of these gammas spiraled when I made unauthorized.tv members only. That was because our bandwidth was costing more than we were bringing in, literally. Because there were nefarious people just, I think they had like weird Wi-Fi, like bandwidth farms, where they just kept playing videos over and over. So we made it just for supporters. And then they're like, oh, you're keeping the streams from everybody. I'm like, no, I plug False Witness Bear and everybody every day. They're like, until people get addicted. And I'm like, 3 years later, am I just waiting for the big reveal? Like, what kind of man thinks that way. Because you can't keep it all straight. The lies always unravel. And also, money is great if you're paying bills and trying to build a stone outdoor fireplace. But after that, there's diminishing returns. There's no more returns. Look at Mike Bloomberg. He's worth $50 billion. He's flying around as Spider-Man, trying to run for president, spiraling, like wearing lifts in his shoes. $50 billion. So why would anyone sacrifice their integrity or the honest love they have between people for money? So what's the secret grab we grabble? Right. All it does is reveal what they are to me. All right, so now let's talk about, because I get a lot out of this. The authentic relationship I have with the Bears, guys, I've learned more in the last 2 years than I did in the first 37 years of my life. Literally. Because you guys, like this one artist today, he's this big artist, you know, real, like high level, sells a lot of very expensive art. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to, and he's one of those artists that should work for NASA that just like, can paint things that look like an exact photograph. And so we're just going back and forth. He's like, yeah, man, I'd love to paint your family or a bear or something. And it's like, that doesn't exist in those other worlds because it would be like, oh, so. And I'm like, dude, I'll write you a song. And it's like that with so much of this. People give me their information as far as like, this is what I think about the pineal gland. This is what I think about. And like, Harvard doesn't have these educations, guys. Like, communes on DMT doesn't have this level of openness and trust. This is special, but it's the way to do it is just enduring the grabble and don't sell out for nonsense. Because it's not even hard once you see what the nonsense gives you. It gives you nothing. That's because the Bears are crushing. Crushing. All right. Inspire me to do more with my talents, Bears. Right. Because even this dude, this high level, like, high, you know, highly regarded artist, whether or not he sells a painting for 20 grand or doodles on his napkin, it's the same vibe of person. And that's why people like that are drawn to each other in this community, because it was never about the money. You can't get really good at anything if it's about money. You have to have pride. You have to have like commitment to the craft. You have to would do it for no money. You know, you got to support your families and everything, but like, it has to give you that tingle of divinity, or else there's seriously no point. And if you think money really does save anyone, just please watch Mike Bloomberg talk for 10 minutes. Just watch him get humiliated by a bunch of women on a stage in front of everybody. Truth is power. Yes, actual truth. They say education is power. No, truth. Great way to put that. Let's get into jet fuel. So jet fuel, this is and I've talked to a bunch of pilots about this. There's two types of planes, I believe. Before we get there, I just want to show you a couple more things. Mine trap, below are flags of Pakistan left, Algeria right. Astronomically, is there anything wrong with them? And then the answer, of course, is that star wouldn't be seen because it's the moon. No, I think those flags know something that the mind trap doesn't. Interesting title of your little book, Mind Trap. But as we saw earlier this week, that dude out of Canada filmed Mars through the moon. Crow has done that. A bunch of other people have hypothesized about it. So that flag is telling you something. And the science is saying, this flag is so stupid. Can anyone spot? Yeah, I can spot that there's truth in that flag. Okay, can anyone spot what I see in this? This is the village people, right? That's why sometimes I do kind of believe in time travel. As you can see the village people. What do you see about the man on the far left? It's Nick Fuentes, guys. Look at that image. I'm going to check the chat to get confirmation. The white guy in the village people, it is now confirmed, is an older, less grabbled Nicholas Fuentes. Man, I really love the name Nicholas, too. I would love to name my son Nicholas. Such a good name. So cheery. Strong. So, yeah, Nick Fuentes was actually in The Village People. For those of you with screen autism, I'm joking, but he looks exactly like Nick Fuentes. Okay, this plane here. Let's just talk about some stats, and feel free to look up any of the numbers that I'm talking about. They're accessible. These are my favorite type of conspiracy theories because it's wide open. It's not, I secretly think that this agent and the documents and, you know, Russia and the pizza and all that. This is like, don't get me wrong, there's tons of pedophilia in Congress. And I do believe pizza is a symbol used in those circles, yada, yada. But like, people make big jumps. You know, they're like, we want to order pizza because it's pedophilia. And I'm like, I prefer the stuff that's right in the open, that if you just do the math, it's nonsense. Right? That's an A380. Thank you, Big Brad Bear. Are you a pilot? But bear in mind, what I'm about to discuss is much different than a Cessna or smaller planes. Smaller planes that require Bernoulli's principle and fuel are not, that doesn't apply to what I'm about to start talking about. The big jet airliners don't burn fuel, in my opinion. Okay, didn't engines used to be under plane wings? Just hear me out. I do believe some of the contrails are in the sky. There is geoengineering, fact. There is obfuscation of celestial objects based on weird things they're spraying, fact. I don't think any of it has to do with poisoning us, although I do think there is heavy metals in some of it. But I do think some of these streaks, I've been talking to some engineers with some gravy. I think they run on air, and I'm about to tell you why you know for a fact that that plane right there does not run on fuel. Do you know how many tons of fuel they claim is in the wings of that plane for like a 6-hour flight? When you fill up those wings, because the fuel is in the wings, right? Guess, and don't be a smart boy. If you already know, just let people come to these conclusions. How many tons of fuel do you think are in those wings? Bear in mind, the wings are made out of fiberglass. You know, you can see them go like this when you fly. How much fuel and weight do you believe is in those wings, according to their specs? How did two aluminum planes take down? Just hear me out. Right, there was no planes at 9/11, but we can talk about that another time. It would be like 20 tankers per wing. Right, thank you all in Benjamin Band. But I get what you're saying. What would you guess the weight of fuel in two wings? I'm just going to tell you. 210 tons. Okay, when you start getting in big numbers, people sometimes just 19 tons per wing. 210 tons, according to specs. And based on how much fuel they use per minute of flight, they need that much. 333 gallons, that's hilarious. 20 tons, 210 tons. Okay, forget that any airport, if that were true, would literally look like Kuwait with only oil tankers everywhere. But here, to understand the weight of that, this is a crane that builds buildings. And this crane pulls up, and you can look up all this, WTF, yeah. I'm not saying that what I'm about to tell you guys has anything to do with Cessnas, small props, some fighter props. No. The big jet airliners, like the A380, 210 tons. This crane right here that I'm showing you that picks up some of the heaviest stuff in the entire world, you would need 26 of those cranes operating at full capacity to pick up the wings of the A380. 420,000 pounds. And aluminum wings. Aluminum and fiberglass. Yeah, it's dude, guys, 210 tons of liquid fuel. Tons. And bear in mind, the engines weigh 16 tons total for that. So you're looking at more than 26 giant towers to move the wings, right? So it's blatantly not what the specs tell us. Blatantly not. It says that it requires that much fuel. So what are they hiding? I believe that they are hiding free energy, okay? Victor Schoberger, who briefly worked for Adolfo Hitlerio and the boys over in Germany, but then bailed on the Adolfo Hitlerio's guys because he got a bad vibe. So they put him in a mental institution, but they wanted his engine, so they pulled him out. His whole thing, this is why I was giving props to Putin earlier about judo. His entire thing was about using the natural world and applying it to engineering. He loathed Einstein, just like all of them did. He said that if you don't intuitively understand the engineering or the math or the science, that it's probably fraud. And this is one of the smartest people who's ever lived. His name is Victor Schoberger. So he had a quote where he was analyzing birds and fish. And bear in mind, there are planes. Bernoulli's principle, the reason that there's a curve at the top of a wing and it's flat in the bottom, air will split. And the faster moving air has to spread out, which lowers the air pressure, which causes lift. It's called Bernoulli's principle, and it is real. But that is a way to fly around when you're, you know, maximum 8,000-10,000 feet off the ground. You know, when you have air, when you have a Cessna or whatever, that's how it works. You get a lot of fuel. The fuel gauge slowly goes down. You're cranking the propellers. It's pulling air. Bernoulli's principle causes lift. You guide it based on your wings and stuff. When you get up, way up there, you're not dealing with fuel anymore. What you're dealing with is free energy. And this is why there's a secret behind chemtrails. I believe it's weather manipulation and what I'm about to describe. No fuel. So what do? They ionize water. They ionize air and they create, a vortex. So Schoberger says, birds don't fly, they are flown. Fish don't swim, they are swim. He was obsessed with looking at fish and how they moved and birds and how they flew and the amount of energy it would take for salmon to go up a stream and how it's just preposterous how they were accomplishing this. And he realized that the way the engineering works is they create mini vortexes in front of it. So the plane at 40,000 feet, 50,000 feet, like these are like high, 40,000, 35,000. There's almost no air up there, and they create a mini vortex, a vacuum in front of the air. The whole point is to create a vacuum in front of the air that sucks because nature abhors a vacuum. It's one of the many reasons you know that there is no vacuum space. It would suck the atmosphere off of the Earth. That's literal nonsense. So even way up there with almost no air pressure, there's still an atmosphere, but there's less pressure. The way to do this is ionized and compressed air creates a vortex in front of the... I believe they use fuel to get up there, and then once they're up there, they never need fuel again. It can literally go forever. It's perpetual motion. The vacuum then pulls them forward forever. And fish would do the same thing. They create mini vortexes in front that nature abhors a vacuum, so it keeps sucking them forward. And so that's why there could never be air travel in a vacuum, because it requires the vortexes to pull people along. So what I believe some of these streaks we see in the sky are iodized compressed air that has been combusted and imploded to create a vortex in front of the plane that has them go forever. So why would they hide it? Because once you understand that, there's probably many levels of the grabble. There's a level where they fake all these fuel costs to jack up the tickets. There's grabblers at every level. That level of grabbler, those people probably have no idea who Victor Schoberger is. They probably think that, these planes are chock full of fuel because they never even thought about it because they're obsessed with sex acts and their guts are full of parasites. If you really did have to put 210 tons of fuel in the wings of every plane in an airport, LAX would just be, like, how much does a tanker weigh? Like, how much fuel in a truck, in a tanker truck? Let's make some guesses. So it's a maximum of 3,000 gallons. The most amount a tanker truck can hold is 80,000 pounds gross weight. That's the limit for tanker trucks, and I believe that's two side by side. We're dealing with 210 tons per flight in the wings that could not sustain that weight, not even close. So it clearly isn't. So this lie on the deepest level, which I believe is what World War II is actually about, although I'm not going to report that because I can't. I'll never be able to prove World War II. So I don't touch it. But I believe that the Germans, and there was a fight over this energy source and how to control it and how to keep it from people. And so what it is there's no fuel required up there. And so the grabble, the hidden, the secret is, that's why no one will talk about contrails, and that's why there's so much heat around it. And that's why so many conspiracy theorists will come up with the most evil, diabolical stuff, because our imaginations go crazy. So it's like, oh, they're spraying, you know, viruses that they can ignite with 5G, and they're spraying. Dude, that's from my experience, that isn't how the world works. I believe there is some nefarious stuff in vaccines and whatnot, but I think that it's a combination of geoengineering, obfuscation of the sky, and not telling anyone that these planes are all running on air. Now, you can talk to a pilot about the Cessna and stuff like that, and that's where you get an argument where you're arguing about two different things. Those smaller planes do operate on Bernoulli's principle and fuel. The bigger planes don't, because there'd be no possible way that they could because of the weight and the expense. I'm about to show you guys one of the funniest lies ever. Hang on. It's at False Witness Bear's channel. One second. False Witness Bear V2. I'm just going to download it real quick. Just talk amongst yourselves. Enjoy some gravy on the house. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I know I am. And listen, is this like an area of thought that can become dangerous for people? Absolutely, if you try to patent it and go against the cabal. I would never do that. And I don't recommend anyone do that, where it's like, I'm going to take one of these perpetual engines to market. Suck on this, Rockefeller. Yeah, that guy probably is going to have a suicide in the near future. I just want to know what to actually be scared of and what not to. And in researching something that I found very horrifying, which are chemtrails, I think I have stumbled upon a giant secret. And that's what makes life fun. All right, let me show you guys something that False Witness Bear put up. It's one of the original lies. Oh, is it not up anymore? Hang on. Experiments without NASA. Who faked it better? ISS or Devil Mouse? Devil Mouse, Devil Mouse. Oh, man, it's so funny, too. Maybe it's farther back. Fluoride. Good stuff, False Witness Bear. I don't know. It's not here, I don't think. Hang on. Let me just do one more little look. Moon is transparent. We can see satellites across the moon. Devil Mouse, Disney, NASA rockets to Bermuda. Devil Mouse, Disney Wizard recasting. All right, this might be it. Is it 1 minute?
First of all, lad, we've got to get all these medieval.
All right, that's pre-programming. We can cover that one day. Which one's this? Oh, ISS. ISS is boring to me. It's just so dumb. It's just almost like they get these like rejected Hollywood actress sex kitten types, and they're like, "How do you want to grow your hair out and spray it with hairspray and then just mess with people's brains?" They're like, "Do I get coke?" It's like, dude. And I'll just explain it because I can't find it. It is in like the before NASA, they would fake what they saw up in weather balloons, and it's the dumbest. It's like literally they did cutouts of cardboard and like made it look like the moon shining. And people bought it because they were so unaware of the technology at the time. It was funny, but whatever. What are you looking for, BB? That one with the cutouts. Will you email it to whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com right now? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like black and white. Where it was like the original NASA lies before NASA. Ionized air is how those Dyson bladeless fans work, right? Are they just flaunting this in our faces? No, I don't think much of it has to do with like mockery and joking. When it comes to some of this stuff, I think almost all people, maybe some level of people do the mockery and stuff like that. But I think most people are motivated by really dumb, base, retarded stuff. Yeah, that clip is still up. What's it called, False Witness Bear? You know, Dyson was probably like, man, it's like those flying squirrel suits. We got Skeptic Bear. Good grief, the gravy is thick. Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's great. You know, it's only a problem when you're like, I'm going to take these people on and I'm going to drive across America with no gasoline. No, it's just because all this info is right there. Like Schauberger is like a famous scientist. You just don't hear about him. That's why they had to create Einstein, because they needed people to talk about something else. There was an explosion of information in the 20s and 30s in German science. And so that's why I can't make any statements on World War II, because I don't know if Hitlerio and those guys were like, yes, yes, we can bring it to the people and everything will be great. Or they started working with the Allies on how to create a giant event to hide it. I have no clue. I don't, frankly, I don't care. I'll get exact name. Thanks, False Witness Bear. We'll just relax for a second. I have a friend whose husband flies privatized refueling tankers. They contract out with different militaries. Are alternative opinions allowed here, or do I get banned if I want to debate? Nah, you just got banned. No, I'll mute you for now. Your attitude is terrible.
Alternative opinions allowed here?
Dude, if you had a valid opinion, you just say it. You wouldn't be like, can I even? Because you're just wasting time because you have nothing to say. But you're in a timeout. I'm all about having people try and work their way through stuff. I'm with this community, it's so good now that I don't flex the ban hammer like I used to. Because it's less like zombie apocalypse, shoot everybody, and more just like, let's work on your attitude. The blades are compressing air refueling procedures. See, I'm not at all an expert on any of this. A lot of you guys can figure this out way better than me. I'm an expert at lies. So the fuel numbers and the way they claim the weight is of the wings, I can see the lie, and that's all I need to get the gravy flowing. After that, if you want to talk about exactly how, I don't know. But in nature, they use vortexes and vacuums to move effortlessly forever. By the way, if he acts up again, he's banned for life. I'm just giving him a chance to grow. I'm just waiting on False Witness Bear. That ban hammer be flexing. Oh, wait a minute, I did ban him, didn't I? I hit mute. That's all right. I don't think anyone will miss him. I was trying to hit timeout, but for some reason, I think I just hit mute. He's still allowed here. And if he really, really, really has an opinion, he can start another account and tell his opinion. But then he'll have to become a member. $3? How much do you think that guy spends on gay prostitutes a week? All right. Provide info. Don't say stupid stuff like, you're wrong, why think? Right. Dude, we have a culture here, and the culture has to be respected. You don't say stuff. You don't just attack someone, say, you're wrong, you're stupid, you're crazy, or can I even say my opinion? If you have gravy, like my opinion right now differs from a lot of truthers that I respect a ton. I don't think the chemtrails are to poison us in any way. I think that there's some fallout from it, but and the truthers will have total respect for me because they know that I'm not being an agenda guy. They may have removed it, but yeah. Oh, will you email it to whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com? They did remove it, which means it's extra gravyful. Muted for 5 minutes? Fine. Like, I don't think it's poison. I don't think it's to make people autistic. I don't think it's a virus. I think they're hiding free fuel. That's way, way, way more probable to me. And I think that when you see the grids up there, they're making clouds. They're seeding clouds. And there's probably a spiritual element, like Weiss, I think. Sometimes I see Weiss's point, where there's like a weird consciousness to some of these clouds, where maybe some of our memories are stored. And I know that probably makes people think that that's crazy, but that isn't as crazy as people think. But, you know, usually the evil that people do is based around base appetites. Just like, I want more power than the other guy because I was molested. Yeah, don't withhold the gravy, right? They don't want us dead, they want us dumb, right? But all of that is in our food. Don't get me wrong. Listen to my stream yesterday about they showed us in the original Batman with the Joker. Smilex. put a smile on that face, right? All that, because the way poisons work and calcification stuff work, you have to ingest it. Like spraying something 20,000 miles up or feet up there, dude, the odds that you get any particles, maybe it gets to like giant bodies of water over a long period of time, but it's way easier just to dump it in water if that was the point. I found it. It's called They're Only Getting Better at Faking It. Got it. I will now find it. Are only getting... Thank you, by the way. Everyone subscribe to False Witness Bear. He's the man. Getting better at faking it. Of course, you can't search for it. Okay, let me just go to his channel again and find it.
That's a trap.
All right.
Well, one of the important...
All right, Owen, Ricky Rand, Bike Thief. This is a while back. I should have pulled this a while ago. They're only getting better at faking it. Here we go. This is great. One second, ladies and gentlemen. And I do mean ladies and gentlemen because there are no other genders, obviously. Like a literal idiot can see that. But I'm a pineapple. No. You were traumatized as a kid and you relate to pineapples now. We can work through that if you want, but you're not going to spread that I'm a pineapple stuff here. All right. Look at those images, right? See, this is why I did that book burning last night. Because it's the repetition of images where it's like that globe, 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 globe. I have no problem with people that believe the earth is a globe as long as you actually believe it. Just don't try and push the subliminal symbolism on me because I can see it now. Watch this and then we'll discuss. Universal, international. Carl Laemmle was an American filmmaker. He's the founder of Universal Studios and a Freemason. I'm just reading for you guys. I'll turn this down a little bit.
You can see that their techniques just keep getting a little bit better and better with the time.
What is this? What is this? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is supposed to be this craft here, this thing that went up on this balloon. And, you know, it's got all these cameras on it and everything. I don't know if you guys can see my
yeah,
cursor.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, this guy's supposedly up there and the balloon goes up and then this is the view that he gets.
Oh, by the way, you guys see that? Hang on. Look, there is that star in there, though. You see that star? They put the star in the crescent moon because at that point, understand that this is all official footage. At that point, they hadn't started exactly the lie yet of what the moon was, you know? And so it's so funny seeing the lie industry build. And you just go back to the beginning when they were still playing for single A before triple A, and now they're in the big leagues with Gravity starring Sandra Bullock. But go back to the old stuff. Dude, it's hysterically funny. It's not scary. Everything's a lie. I can't have kids. Dude, these people, their entire life is tricking people badly. Think about what their day's like. They probably trust nobody. Here's your coffee, sir. Is it coffee? Oh. There's an odd amount of envy sometimes with fear, where if someone is like, how are we supposed to live under this tyranny? It's like, once you see the trick, there's no tyranny. The many-heighted Hedra, that's why never do violence against these people. Never. It's part of their plan. The many-headed Hydra, if you cut off a head, you know, let's say someone just kills a banker, another one's right in, you're in jail, martial law, whatever it is. The lie is the heart of the Hydra. If you can break the lie, the Hydra's teeth fall out and it just goes back to the gay bar. The lie is what does this because they're so outnumbered. The people that are communing with these forces doing this, the average person wants nothing to do with a world that they're pushing. You know, so we need wage equality. 77 cents on the dollar. That's because a lot of women stay home with their children. If you add wage equality, that means there isn't a single mother in the world. Because 1 hour with her child would make her a income disadvantage. They need you to beg for your own enslavement. You know, it's the same with universal health care and a universal living wage. That's slavery. Dude, the slaves in the antebellum South had universal health care and a universal living wage. Just weren't allowed to leave, and they had to, you know, do what they were told. That's how this works, especially in America. Americans don't naturally do what their government tells them to do, but the controllers have figured that out. And in China, you say, take the vaccine. They go, oh, yeah, we take the vaccine. The Chinese, the government, we do, you know, we obey. It's Confucianism, right? In America, it's like, you don't tell me what to do. So what do? They fake scarcity. They fake stuff. They make it seem like, oh, only the rich can afford this vaccine. You. And then it's like, screw you. I'll wait outside of an Apple store for 3 days so I can get something that enslaves my mind. That's the trick. The devil always uses your Achilles heel. Like, I love being American. I love being a conspiratorial, freedom-loving, homesteading legend, right? A gun-toting, just American, I don't trust the media or the government legend. How do they get to us? They don't do it the same way they would do it in China. They do it by saying, this person has something that you don't have access to. In China, they go, oh, okay, social class, we understand, Confucius. In America, it's like, what does he have that I don't have? Give me that vaccine and let me see one of them pornos everyone's talking about. Dude, I fell for it with Islam. When there was all these fake, Ariana Grande, Boston bombing, 9/11, and then the politicians were saying, don't be Islamophobic. Dude, I was front and center, like, speak the truth about Muslims. And they're like, oh, you want us to do something to the Muslim? No, you can't criticize the Muslim. The Muslim is a protected class. Screw that. We need to do something about this group of people that just wants to kill Ariana Grande fans. Who's going to speak the truth? We're American. And they're like, yes, yes. We actually have a plan for Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan. It's like, I don't care. I just want a revenge for Ariana Grande. Oh, don't be Islamophobic. No, speak the truth. Dude, the whole thing was a massive psyop using, it's judo, man. It's using the force of Americans against them. Where it's like, why is that person deserving, not me? American dream. We all have access. And they're like, yes, yes, beg for your enslavement, your vaccinations. But when you're aware of it, it doesn't work at all. It's great. Like when they're like, oh, I don't know how many people have access to the coronavirus vaccine. It's like, I don't keep it. They're like, but there's lines outside of Apple. You need the Apple Watch or else you can't jog. I'm like, I'm fine. They're like, but someone else is getting something that you aren't getting. Aren't you the land of the free consumer? Yeah, no, I figured it out, though. We're also the land of the free and the brave and the strong. So I'll just be doing my thing. Bye, love. You hitting grocery store? Awesome. And then later, let's do something nice outside. It's gorgeous. I'll be done in like 20 minutes. All right, let's just watch it again. Lemley, look at you, you old bastard. Look at that perv. Yeah.
That you can see that their techniques just keep getting a little bit better and better with the time.
What is this? What is this? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is supposed to be this craft here, this thing that went up on this balloon. And, you know, it's got all these cameras on it and everything. I don't know if you guys can see my
yeah,
cursor.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, this guy is supposedly up there, and the balloon goes up, and then this is the view that he gets. It's like, what? But again, this is just in line with the technology at the time, and this is exactly what people would believe. I mean, imagine if we were 50 years ago and we were shown this, we would be like, wow, that must be what space looks like. And so you just kind of move along with the times, and then if you look at, like, how terrible the you know, the mirror looks,
Dude, so funny. And that's one reason why I'm, like, having a great time. Because it's such a weak weapon when you see it. Americans are not, like, they're not going to kick down our doors and take guns. Our culture wouldn't permit it. you know, there are cultures where that would be the move, but our culture is like so paranoid and so there's so much blowback when there's government overstep in America that the way to do it is they stoke this weird freedom fetish. And listen, I'm all about freedom too, but when they're like, don't you think abortion's wrong? I don't want my government telling me what to do. It's like, think about it though. It's like, but if we give them the right to tell a woman's body what, it's like, think about it though. You're now in the upside down. You want, so you're still paying 50% of your money to taxes, but you don't want the government to stop people from killing babies. It's like, I just don't want the government to do that, but they already are. You already pay 50% of your taxes to them. I just don't want them telling me what to do. It's like, you have to stop being angry or stop being so triggered, you know? And I'm there too, you know, the entire, that's why I go at these lies so hard and I go at the media and all this stuff so hard is because the trauma and the triggering that they do to us makes us react so dumbly. It's like, you know, I want equality. It's like you're begging for slavery. You're begging for your own removing of anybody great. And there's no more Beethovens and equality. You know, but the other way is also true. It's like, as long as they don't touch my guns, I don't care what they do. It's like, so let me get this straight. They can cheer on baby murder and you're fine with that. It's like, I don't want them the power to. It's like, dude, there's always going to be a government. You want it to be moral. You want it to make sense. And freedom comes from responsibility. I know you say you want to smoke weed at a gay marriage with your gun, but that's the fantasy of a baby. It's a baby thinks that way. They want to eat their candy. It's like marriage is between a man and a woman. A gun is a great responsibility for protecting your home. And I'm actually fine with marijuana, just as long as people understand to keep their sobriety. I also don't want the government to regulate. But you have to understand, the government's the biggest drug dealer in the world. Like when they're regulating drugs, it's only because they're making competition illegal. It's up to you to stay sober. That's it. And if marijuana helps your cancer pain or back pain or something, and it's not a way to escape, great. But, you know, don't think that the government's here to protect us at all. But also, you can't overthrow it. The government always exists. It's a reflection of the morality of the people it governs on over. Because it can only take what we give, what we permit. And when you're in an emotional state, you always will choose badly, always. That's why the trauma is so intense, where it's like, you know, Hillary Clinton eating babies. Like, hey, Hillary Clinton eating babies. Like, that type of stuff. It's like, okay, what? Like, it's how you live your life. It's your health. It's all this stuff. And then when you research this stuff, so many of us have so much info that we can just share. It's not about internet takedowns and trolling and pornos and all that. Like, one of my buddies was on a Navy nuclear aircraft carrier that never refueled because it had, for 30 years, it had a nuclear generator. All that is uranium boiling water forever. There's no fuel. There's fuel in, you know, the trucks in the military and low-flying airplanes and stuff like that. But a giant aircraft carrier, we're talking probably like a trillion tons, never refuels. And so you think, how? Like, why doesn't everyone have cancer? It's around the uranium. Why is uranium so outlawed? Then you realize the whole thing is an energy scam. It's only infuriating if you want to be in control of energy or if you want to be them. I just spent $65 on gas today. I was listening to a podcast with a smile on my face. You know, it's fine. I just want to know what is going to hurt my kids, what I should avoid, all this stuff. I just have to understand the rules of the game. You know, it's like, that's like being a football player and be like, I don't like Samoans. Why? Because they're so big and strong. I can't sack the quarterback. I hate Samoans. It's like, it's the rules of the game, man. There's going to be a dude trying to keep you from that quarterback. Figure out how to get around him. It's not fair. They're Samoans. Like, the rules of the game. Gas costs this amount of money. Gas wears out after 3 months. Make it work. And if you try to make money on it, money is their game. They print it. They own it. You take that ticket, you're dead. You're as dead as a Hillary Clinton assistant who walked in on her or something. If you see it as freeing, like, wow, those planes up there aren't just trying to make me retarded, wait a minute, I can make energy around my house with wind and water. Hang on a second. Dude, totally legit. Totally legit in this reality. No one comes at you if you don't threaten their grabble, and their grabble isn't your business. You know, like Smaug the Dragon would never have been awakened if no one gave a shit about gold. It's the irony, right? Keep your gold. I got some silver in case money stops working, but just enough to hedge, just so that we can have some food for some months in case I have to figure out what the next currency is. But like an obsession with gold, I got a couple little gold coins. It's cool they're valuable in case everything crashes, but like there's nothing special about it. I prefer brass. I swear to God, it's shinier. There's nothing special about gold, and people will act like there's something special about gold. They're like, it never tarnishes, and it's soft, and it always keeps it. I'm like, shut up. There's nothing special about gold. You know, gold is just a desire that does nothing for you, you know? It's smart to have some hedges and stuff, but like, I like brass. But gold is, no, brass is shiny as fuck. Non-alcoholic Barrett, nice. The streams are so potent through THC, CBD ratio, that's hard to find. The strains, oh, that's fine. Right, the legalization of weed was terrible because now they made it like an actual, like, break-your-mind drug. Like when Joey Diaz gave me that Star of Death for his podcast, like, I was mentally gone. Like, I just left during the podcast. It's funny to watch. There's a Joey Diaz. He's this real heavy set, really intense comedian who hangs out with Joe Rogan. I did his podcast once, and he gave me something called a Star of Death, which is like 200 milligrams of like pure THC. And when in Rome, you know, I don't do edibles. I don't even smoke weed, but I did with them because I'm like, it's Joe Rogan. It's Joey Diaz. When in Rome, you know, if I was to do Santos Bonacci or something, I'd eat his vegan stuff. It's like, yeah, this is what you do. I lost my mind for about 40 hours. You know, nothing scary, but like, I just, during the podcast, he started appearing to me like a dragon, like an angry monster. He's like, bye, rah, rah, rah. And I was just like, I stopped being able to talk. And then I just left. I said, I'm going to get some air, and I never came back. And then I left Los Angeles. Because now, with this whole legalization of weed, it's a medicine. They grabbled the strain so hard that now it's like heroin. It was 1,000 milligrams. Whatever it was to a point where I was like, this is not like the weed I smoked in high school that made me a little giggly when I watched The Simpsons. Like, this is really, really bad. You know, I felt really tingly. I had some anxiety from it. I couldn't form a sentence. His energy freaked me out to a degree where I literally just went home. I drove my car like 20 miles an hour on the side of the road in Los Angeles, like so paranoid of other cars. Like, I never drive drunk or anything, even when I drank. But like, I wasn't trained yet to not drive that high, and so cars just like, and I'm going 20, like, I need to get back to Amy. And so I get home, and Amy's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I love you. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, they gave me a Star of Death. And she's like, oh, you ate too much weed. I'm like, and so, you know, cold showers, staring at a wall, dude, horrible. That's why it's like, if you can get natural strains of like cannabis or something and it helps you, great. What's out there in those stores? That's terrible. Terrible. And then Joe Rogan had the audacity of calling me a drug addict on one of his streams after I pointed out that he was a homosexual midget. It's like, no, I'm not the drug addict. He is. Like, those guys can eat those things and not feel anything. They dose each other. THC is four times more psychoactive when ingested. Dude, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. I got no spiritual awakening from it. Nothing. Like, nothing. It was just like a frozen man trying to get home in a world of demons. And so that's why I don't even smoke weed. Like, if someone has a joint or something, I'm like, no. So that's why some of these bad events are such a blessing. Like, if Joey Diaz hadn't basically drugged me, I may smoke weed. I don't know. I never used to, but now that, like, I live a homestead life, I could see myself, like, growing weed and smoking it. Dude, I think it's, like, I get, like, shaky thinking about weed. I hate it. Joey Diaz and his producer remind me of the Jabba the Hutt and the Screeching Psychic. Totally. Like, it, and there is something interesting about weed, though, that I will give it credit for. I wasn't aware of how spiritually dark that podcast and the environment was until I got that high. Like, when I was first there, you know, I like some of the stuff Joey Diaz is on. He's funny on Twitter. He's like a lovable, you know, that Uncle Joey thing is true. He's like that uncle that was in prison too long and is real crude, but there's something lovable about him. Once I got that high, I was like, this is a den of demons. And I was like, I'm out of here. And dude, I like not that long after left Los Angeles and never went back. Until Rogan wants young men to open up. Right. And people like that make actual pineal gland conversations so grabbled. I want people to decalcify their pineal gland and be more connected with patterns and nature and God. Dude, what he wants is like the flooding, like, and then there's like elves and demons, and it's like, and you did it with alchemy. Dude, that's straight up. That's so dangerous. That's more dangerous than like squirrel suit flying. Don't do that, young people. That isn't how, like, clean yourself. Clean. You know, there's nothing more spiritually awakening than not eating sugar. Stop watching porn. Stop masturbating. Build up that jizz in your balls. Don't weaken yourself. Drink a lot of water. And then be in nature. Don't watch movies. Don't watch TV. Over time, your whole world becomes psychedelic in a really soft, really cool way. You know, that's why we have so many synchronicities with the bears, and there's so many, like, we can talk for hours every day, and it's interesting. That's why, because I'm in a natural environment. I don't watch television or movies. I eat as clean as I can, and so people are like, wow, that just blew my mind. I'm like, give yourself 3 months without porn. Dude, a lot of people will back this up. Stop watching porn. Stop obsessing about nonsense. Stop being angry. You know, stare at chickens and goats and shit, and you're fine. You just get clear. Squirrel suit sounds dangerous. Yeah, it's horribly dangerous. I would never even skydive. Someone's like, what's, are you pussy? I'm like, dude, I've attacked the global cabal and done stand-up in front of 14,000 Scotsmen. No, I'm not scared. I'm just not into unnecessary risk. And nothing about that's natural. Like, I'm not meant to fly, to fall to the earth from a plane. Maybe it's because I'm not actually related to Nephilim, unlike you. All right, any questions? A former drug dealer, now Christian, said they would have satanic dolls cast over the drugs and weed they would sell. Well, that's weird. And again, I'm not saying weed should be illegal or anything. It's all up to us. Because weed can be a medicine. Cannabis, it's a great plant for paper and shit like that. As a way to escape, as a way to put poison in you, it's really bad. So is booze. You know, if you make your own beer, make your own wine, you know, me and my neighbor were making some apple cider, stuff like that, fine. If you go to a spirit store and get yourself a bunch of liquor to disappear, like, dude, you're doing negative alchemy. You're fucking your brain up. So jets use very little jet fuel. NASA and movies produce all space shit, and cannabis is good, but grabbled pot is really bad gravy. That's the moral of the story. Thank you for figuring that out. Again, unauthorized.tv. If you want to send me mail, I'll open a couple today. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. I did acid in Mexico and kept thinking that was my Nephilim brain, a reptilian brain, animalistic side. I did acid one time in high school. Very little, but it was... My dad said I had to come home. I was at a party, and I had just taken acid, and things were just starting to get a little wavy. And so I had to go home alone. And I was alone in my room, and I was tripping for the next 10 hours. And it wasn't, like, scary, but my friend would always say nifty when he was promising something. He'd say, Nifty, I just saw a rabbit running over there. And I'd be like, Nifty? He's like, Nifty. We started when we were in kindergarten because he used to have a problem with lying. And so in my mind alone, it was just going, Nifty, 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 Nifty. And I was like, this is terrible. Why did I let my mind, like, go this way? And I never did again. It sucked. And so that's why when you hear these people like, open your mind, man. I ate mushrooms like twice. One experience, I was like, I thought I could paint in the sky with a tulip. I always would go very happy. Both times was very like, I understand painting in the sky. And my other friend said he was a rat in a little box with a number on his back. And he died pretty soon after from a weird car accident. But I wanted it to stop after like 10 minutes. Like there was a little time where I was like, I can feel stuff. You know, there's waves and gravy. And then I'm like, this is exhausting. This feels unnatural. I made the best out of it. But I was like, dude, this is like it almost felt like you took a mirror and you just bent it, you know. And at first, because of my positive attitude, I'm like, wow, look, you can see my forehead's all big. And then I'm like, by the end, I was praying that it would stop. And I'm fortunate for those three incidences and then Joey Diaz, because I've had zero desire to ever get into drugs. Cause every time someone gives me the pitch, I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, but I'm like, dude, I've done the whole giggly painting in the sky thing. It's not real. I don't know how else to say it. You know, and my friend, we just polarized each other. I was like shirt open. I had like longer Pearl Jam hair at the time, it was high school. And I was like, I can see the beauty and symmetry. And he was like, I'm number 44721. I'm in a rat, I'm in a box. And I'm like, okay, never again. This is terrible. Joe Rogan and the side of my pals are drug addicts. They still do spur of the moment, dirty Mexican Coke at the store every night. So stupid. Again, I did coke a couple times, thought I had a bunch of ideas for businesses that were terrible. Dude, I'm telling you, we could sell flowers. We could just grow flowers, sell the flowers on the street, make the money, buy more seeds for more flowers. Dude, and then the next day you're like, flowers? And everyone's like, dude, no flowers. That's it. It's like 30 espressos and it makes you like Shark Tank, except the dumbest businessman who's ever lived, and it makes everyone think you suck. It just blows up. Hey, check it out. Hey, buddy. Hey, look, they're coming for the bike. Coming for the bike. That's why I don't regret it, because I know, was your friend Jewish? No, God, no. No, it's weird. It was weird. But he took a lot of risks. A lot on I don't think it was like some weird psyop, guys. It's just real life. People do die. Like me and him went on a road trip once, and the tire on his car, the whole wheel fell off. Because he used to get cars at auctions for like $100. He'd be like, dude, I got the greatest deal. And one time we're driving and the wheel just flew off the car. And then we had to stay the night with his creepy uncle in Utica. So that stuff would happen with him all the time. And so that's why when you're in a high risk category, you just, you know, people just die. But he was a good dude. Real good dude. Big Yankees fan. Love the Grateful Dead. Smiley. A lot of gratitude in his heart. Justin Keogh was his name. From Oswego, New York. Good dude. I liked him. But too reckless. And, you know, he came up to visit me once in college. And he had a lot of acid in his pocket. And it started to rain. He was like, I got to go inside. There's so much acid in my pocket. And I remember just thinking, like, what a terrible series of decisions. And that's why I recommend young people just don't do any drugs, because I did and learned from them. But that's the whole point of like having elders, to just say, don't do that. But I want to experience it myself. No, just avoid it. Like, it's illegal as shit. It's annoying. You don't sleep properly. It's usually done by people who are trying to find something all the time. It's kind of like what I saw on some of the turpentine people, where they're like, okay, so I just got like two bottles of turpentine. It's time to open my mind. I'm like, that's not how this works, dude. You know, nothing's going to save you in this material world. A tire hit him in the face. That's literally my sister and me. She took the ticket and lived a horrible life. Right. That's why it's like, love yourself, care about yourself. Like, care about yourself. And a lot of it happened. Dude, it all comes back to a lot of these lies. A lot of these lies are put into place so young people think they're insignificant little accidents and that the world's super scary and only the government can save them and all that. So why not pollute yourself? There's no God. You know, it's all an accident. We come from slime. We're spinning out of control in infinite black. They're poisoning us. It's like, that's why people start doing this shit. And it's sad, but at the same time, it's like you can get out of it right now. And joy and gratitude spreads just like the coronavirus fake meme spreads. Just tell somebody like, dude, we're all rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. And then if you have a good lock on your sobriety, you can be like, you know, a little bit of coffee in the morning's great. You know, a little bit of wine when I'm unwinding is great. It's abuse. It's escape that's the problem. You know, all right, I'm on. Great stream today. Oh, thanks. I'm just kind of rolling. I'm surrounded by life and love and greenery. And I've been self-destructive in the past because of some of the grabbles in the world. That's why I've seen some of this stuff. That's why I've had a lot of sex with strangers and gotten hammered on the road with strangers and put myself in bad situations. But like, and that's why I'm trying to explain it to people where you don't need to have these experiences. If I could talk to myself again, I'd be like, you're loved. Like, there's nothing out there. No one ever said that to me. My mom raised me very well, and my brother is the best brother I could have had, but like, our culture just didn't have that. Nobody was like, God's rooting for you. Like, you're made in love. So it's like, why not? And because I didn't have any real demons, and I've never really wanted to hurt people, it was always just like, dude, I just got a BJ, and now I'm walking down a highway drunk, crushing. But that's dangerous. It's dangerous. And it wasn't because of like, oh, the woman is going to do something to me or something. Because that's the weird thing about being a comedian, especially back then, is like funny dudes who play piano and stuff would attract non-insane women. Like, I never had a problem with insane women because women that like comedy and liked me typically weren't crazy, even if it was like reckless. I knew dudes in like rock bands and shit, and every girl they hooked up with would be like, I'm cutting myself right now if you don't come over. I'm like, the hell is wrong with you with these people? And it's because like rock fans will attract like, anyway, it doesn't matter. The problem would be just entering another person's world or life. Imagine if somebody had a boyfriend. Imagine if, you know, someone was dating some jealous Guatemalan or something and they see a dude in their bed. Like, I didn't know some of these people. So it wasn't like the women that were the threat to me. It was like just being in a random... I remember one time I hooked up with this girl. It's probably 15 years ago. And I was in her bed the next day, and her entire family, including grandparents, came in to sing her happy birthday. And I was naked under the covers just sitting there. And they were cool to me, but it was insane. You know, everybody's like, and she's like, oh, this is that really funny comedian from last night. And I'm like, and they're like, happy birthday. I'm naked in a bed. And that's when I was just like, like that type of shit. At the time, I thought it was a good story. Looking back, I'm like, what in the fuck was I thinking? Laughing is my first turn on by a man. Right. And so I would attract women that were probably in between relationships. They probably now, a lot of them are married with kids, good people. And they just wanted someone that could make them laugh, that they felt relatively safe around, that wasn't going to complicate their life. That's why I think I dodged so many of the drama bullets with promiscuity. But that being said, it was still a terrible idea. And God forbid I had ever gotten anyone pregnant, which I obviously never did. But like, I never even thought about any of this shit. I was just like, crushing, humiliating. Well, it's just like, what am I doing here? You know, so I just started singing happy birthday. I just like, I was, that's the funniest part is like, men that aren't super manipulative with women that have sex with them are a lot of times they're the ones being used. Like, I would be the one where a girl would be like on the phone with her friend. It's like, oh yeah, I was with that tall comedian. He's still here. Oh no, I can hang out. He'll leave soon. He's got a flight, I think. And I'm like, bye. Not like a pussy, but I was like, I knew my role. I was never, people didn't really care about me that much. I was a sweetheart of a playa back in the day. Well, I mean, I wasn't like a sweetheart, but it wasn't like, I didn't like break people's hearts. Because some people have to get sex, they have to lie to women and promise them stuff and get them to trust them. And then they have sex with them and they bail. That can lead to a lot of problems. With me, it's like that dude who's here for 2 days that just made everyone laugh and sing along to that Coldplay song. Yeah, we ended up having some fun last night. At no point could a sane girl be like, he promised me, because I wouldn't promise anybody anything. But especially in this environment, young men, don't do, like, especially now that the culture is like Me Too and, oh my God, I'm a victim. Dude, get married young. Fucking don't even think about living that way. Best sex of your life will be with a woman you love that you have sex with a lot for a long period of time. By far. It's a lie that this like random exciting sex, there's always people that don't, like, you don't always know what the other person really wants. There's always an element of like uncomfort. It's a total lie that, like, and if a girl's like really excited about having sex with you, it's because of trauma typically. So you've been lied to a lot. The best, if you want to be a real sexual crusher, a real Casanova, pleasure one woman for a really long time. Probably because BB actually had a heart and soul. It wasn't about sex. It was just about hedonism. Like, I was never an atheist grabber, but I was like, this feels great on my dick. And I'm not pulling any punches. I wasn't this like, don't like be like, oh, you're such a sweet player. It's like, no, I still was like, I just got blown. That's great. Like, dude, looking back, I'm like, you're such a fucking fag. Wish I could give myself a pep talk. But everything ended up fine. Sex for 7 days? I don't know what that means. That's not how I roll. That sounds awful. BB, can you play the Lemon song in the end of this, please? Yes. Kyneton, I do the same. Oh, you guys are talking. Toxic planes and slutty plays. Well, now the culture is so insanely sexualized that me telling people to not have a lot of sex is like Amish. Like, young people are like, you know, I'm 15, so we've already had a few threesomes. Dude, bail. Bail, bail, bail. You will run out of runway on that life so fast. So right, BB, I'm a trauma farmer. Steven Spielberg officially changed his name to Steven Spermberg. It's really funny. I couldn't do one night stand. I couldn't get into it if there wasn't a connection. But see, that's where my life was interesting, because I create connections. Because of like an authentic hour show with music, women that are like that would be like, I feel close to him. And it wasn't a lie, but it wasn't good. You know, and that's why I wasn't surrounded by psycho women, because they could genuinely be like, he understands me. He understands men and women. He plays songs. He's tall. Like, he's fun. And that's it. But it doesn't go anywhere. It's just like you're in a landing, you're in a holding pattern. There is nothing better than children. There's nothing better than building a family. And if you stay in that zone, you develop bad habits. You develop like a detachment, you know? And I'm just telling you how it really is. I'm not going to be Mr. Cool Church Leader. It's like, you know, no, stay away. It's all terrible. It's all, no, it isn't. There's elements that were really fun and exciting, but over time, there's nothing. And the fact I've gotten out of it, I feel a pretty serious responsibility to explain it to people. And I'd be lying if I said that I was this like bad man trying to, in the shadows, trying to get sex. That wasn't how it was at all. It was fun. But then it gets sad. And then you're alone again, trying to figure out who the fuck you are. Gamma spiral in 3, 2. They spiral all day long. It's fine. I like them now. I'm enjoying the gamma spirals. The how dare yous are great. Because sometimes I have to remind myself, how dare me? Agreed. Leading your family is one of the greatest gifts you can have from God. Yeah, and it's such a shame that so many dudes, like strong, legendary dudes with great wives and families that have only been with one woman, if they ever think like, man, I missed out, I'm here to tell you you didn't. And I know that for a fact because I've lived both lives. You know, you didn't miss out. Don't think for a second, like don't get into strip clubs. Don't try and be like, you know, I've only been with one woman, so I'm just going to cut loose a little at a strip club. Dude, there's nothing there. That's like being like, you know, my house. You know, I've only lived in this house, so I'm just going to go on Zillow and go break into some houses and pretend I'm sleeping in that bedroom. It's like, why? All right. Owen, congrats on the boy. Been watching since the tree work days. I'm a young guy, 24, and thank you. Just love it all. I believe a great scene that shows the power of love and God is actually in Star Wars Return of the Jedi, Luke versus Vader and the Emperor. The scene broken down is a man next to the literal devil who has controlled this man's own father. Oh, dude, yeah. In this moment, to a weak man, Luke has no winning options. Its two enemies are both more powerful. The rebels, Luke's team, are losing on all fronts, space and land. Luke knows this and is witnessing it. Oh, dude, so true. Like when they're looking out that window, it's like, look at your precious rebels. They are all getting kicked off YouTube. I own your father too because of sodomy. The Emperor Devil offers Luke power and he easily says no. Where the scene becomes a great life lesson is when Luke puts down his saber and chooses faith, love, and God. Right, because the ticket, see, just like Americans are tricked with false scarcity, why don't I get slavery? Luke's ticket would have been wrath. Strike me down, young Skywalker. And he's like, you hurt my dad. And he's like, yes, because the Emperor can't be struck down with violence. It's a brilliant lesson. And so that's why you don't know the ticket. The ticket is you have to get your established morality before entering a situation like that. Hopelessness. Look at your precious rebels. They're surrounded. Even your father is my guy. You know, and it's like, take the power. And Luke's like, it starts slashing. And then the Emperor's like, it couldn't be going better for the Emperor. He's like, yes, yes, that hatred, the revenge element. That's why it's all about stoicism. Because the emotion, no matter what direction, even if he's slicing up the Emperor, he's now owned. This is down by a choice of courage. The courage inspires his father to let go of his fears. Dude, it's the son saving the father out of the belly of the whale, like Pinocchio, you know? I wasn't capable of doing that, but who knows? My dad still might watch a stream one day. Fear of accepting love, giving love, and being who he is. Anakin Skywalker. Yeah, it all came from trauma. It all came from MKUltra programming his children. The loss of their mothers. You know, the torture. That's why they needed to take the Jedi so young, because they didn't experience trauma yet. Like that black hole from the loss of the mother. Dude, the movie's full of logos. And I know there's some weird esoteric shit in it, but like, and the space programming, but man, there's some fucking truth in there. This courage lights up Vader's eyes. He feels love for the first time in a long time, aka the strength to become Anakin Skywalker. Right. Inspired his blackened father. So true. This scene shows, like you mentioned, good is in all, and with enough love, evil will leave your body. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just love. It's not like love, like giving someone a million chances. It's courage. It's seeing your son do the thing that you weren't capable of doing inspired Darth Vader. And that's why, you know, in the Star Wars world, and also in what I believe, his father was saved at that moment, even though he had killed uncountable people and been literally Darth Vader. When he turned and saved his son and took his mask off, even knowing he was going to die, he was saved. And that's why when people, and I've done this in the past, but when they condemn and they say, this man, Hillary Clinton will be in hell, the battle's way bigger. Like, I genuinely hope Hillary Clinton takes off her helmet before she dies, because she can't hurt me at this point, you know, or like people like that. And like, when you get to that point, life gets a lot more enjoyable. I don't know. Good versus evil moments. So much to take away. I would love to see you do Star Wars breakdowns, many of these types of good versus evil moments. P.S. I left out many details, tried to bet it on one page. One day I will send money or sign up for unauthorized. I'm currently building. No problem. I tell that to people all the time. If it's ever a feeling like you don't have anything to contribute financially because you're doing something, don't. This is contributing. I do watch every episode on DLive. Fine. There's a lot of people with some extra grabble that want to support my babble that should, and they know who they are. But people that just want to be part of the community and build their life up, do it. I would feel very uncomfortable if you didn't do that. If you're like, man, I'm really hurting, but, you know, I had to give you money because you've done so much for me. I'm like, that makes me feel very bad. You know that, right? Because there's plenty of rich people out there, or just people that are like, fine, like me. Like, I'm not rich, but I can, like, I subscribe to Crow 777. Like, I'll buy Dave Weiss's gay little app. You know, it's that little shit that goes a long way. Wow, BB, that gravy just broke a stronghold on me. Great. This is all about gravy breaking strongholds. All right, let's just chat for a little bit, and then I'm out of here. Any more questions, comments, or insights? I have 8 more minutes. I like the part where Luke clips off Jar Jar's head with a lightsaber. I don't think that ever happened, but that would be pretty sweet. Chops. Jar Jar Biggs was the beginning of the end for Star Wars, because Star Wars did have a lot of logos in it. Yeah, there's some Osiris shit in there. I get it. But and space programming, obviously. But the masculine journey was so good that Disney, the Devil Mouse, thought they could buy it because of trust and then start inflicting agendas on people. And what happened? People stopped watching it because people aren't slaves. We're not. We're not saved by Star Wars franchise. It was those moments of truth where you can apply it to your own life. And the minute those truths stop applying to you, bail. Do the same with me. As soon as my streams no longer make you feel like gravy simmering on the back burner of a nice stove on a Sunday afternoon ready to dip a biscuit in, bail. And then come back in a month, see if the gravy's back. But like, this is how the world works. What's your favorite meal you've made 100% from your property? This morning I picked some kale. I got some eggs from my chickens. I bought some avocados and I made a fantastic smoothie and then some eggs. Right now it's pretty simple because a lot isn't growing, but when things start really popping, the best meal we've made right from our property is a goat cheese salad that Amy made, where we made the goat cheese from our goats and then everything in the salad was from our garden. And then the Arizona olive oil bear who had sent us his homemade olive oil, we used that as dressing with a lot of our herbs and spices from our garden, and it was like just unbelievably good. But that's about it. I mean, we're simple people here. It's not like we're growing like pomegranates. I like the part where Vader says Obi-Wan in The New Hope, before I was but a learner, and now I'm a master. And Obi-Wan replies, I don't know what you're saying. Everyone hop over to Jaronism after this. Yeah, much love to Jaronism, because I could tell that was his voice at that clip I played. Jaronism is a very smart, very grounded guy. BB is both a musician and gravy connoisseur. What's your thoughts on Led Zeppelin? The music gets me really fired up, especially Immigrant Song, but I know the entire thing is like Aleister Crowley bullshit. So I don't look up to them or particularly want them in my head, but when Immigrant Song comes on, I get fired up. I just want to get on a rowboat like my ancestors and go somewhere new and just rape. That Aleister Crowley guy sure likes silky rubs, right? Simplicity is so beautiful. Yes. Smoothies are the best breakfast for me. It's the most important meal, but it doesn't need to be huge. Sounds amazing. God bless. Yeah, and I put some little bit of flaxseed in there. I got a vitamin D dropper. I sometimes put in coconut flakes, some mustard greens, and just a lot of distilled water. BB, any good movie recommendations for when we don't have you tomorrow? No. Maybe rewatch the original Batman, see if there's any more truth drops. I might do a stream tomorrow. I always say I'm not going to do it, and then I do. But I'm spending the day with my family at the water tomorrow. Disney trilogy is so bad compared to the mythology of the originals. Yeah, but it's scene for scene. You just go, like, what that bear just described is a powerful scene. If you talk about, like, see, sometimes too much mythology, I get lost. It's too complicated. When there's too many proper nouns, that's why I don't read a lot of Dostoevsky very much, is the names are so big and weird that I start forgetting, like, which one's the nanny and which one's, like, the broken serf. It's like that with mythology sometimes, where there's so many, like, weird, long names and proper nouns and bizarre details that I just space out. I love that DITRH is talking about the creator a lot lately. Yeah, logically, when you do enough truth work, there has to be. There is no other explanation. And people can fight about dogma all day long. I don't give a shit. But there has to be a creator for the creation. Shawshank Redemption's a solid movie. BB is distilling your water, also purifying it. Yeah, it's only water. There's nothing else in it. Never rub another man's rhubarb. I don't eat breakfast. 16-hour fast works for me. Awesome. I do that sometimes. But I wake up at 6. So by the time I eat, it's 9. So, you know, my first 3 hours usually I'm not eating. Logos made flesh. YouTube channel is legit. Awesome. Excellent movie breakdowns. Love it. Oh, what do you think of somebody with no training gets a concussion and then wakes able to play the piano? No idea. But that sounds possible. I don't know. I mean, a theory I could just make up right now. I think our physical brains are receivers, like a hardware, to the ether where our memories are stored. And maybe if something moves or something, you get tuned into someone else's life. But I have no idea. Maybe it's nothing, but that could be a theory. That's how I felt reading the Bible the first time. Yeah, sometimes when I read the Bible, I have to do it in spurts. I have to do it based on recommendations. I zone out sometimes after 3 pages because it's like so many proper nouns that I can't keep track of it. The New Testament is much better than the Old Testament for that because of the parables and the... I think Jesus Christ is the greatest rhetorical person who's ever lived, obviously, but like his ability to give you a parable with truth in it on like 20 levels that a child would understand is mind-blowing. And but the Old Testament can get very intense, very like, and then he saw the land of, and I'm like, dude, I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. Your brain is a filter. Their filters got changed. Yeah, I don't know, man, but I just know that that's possible for sure. Sounds like a story my husband told me about a vet who got kicked in the head by a mule and then had a French accent. Right. It's almost like you hack another Wi-Fi. Ancestral memory. Yeah, there's memory in water, allegedly. A man who worked on planes or was a pilot was hit in the head with a propeller and became an amazing sculptor. Totally buy it. Owen, is cognitive also available in the shared mind cloud or just memories? Dude, that's when I tap out. The theory I just said I can't back up, but it makes more sense than you have inherent ability to speak French somewhere in your physical brain, even though you've never been taught it, and then it just awakens. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, and when God, you know, when it's in the Bible talking about how God knows every hair on your head and everything you've ever done, you know, with enough alcohol and bullshit, I don't think it's still in our brains. I think that there is a collective memory where that's true. It's almost like the Wayback Machine. I think there's a way for God to access literally everything ever. And I think we have that ability too if we take care of our temple, which is literally right here, our temples. Water holds our Skashic records. Don't know what that means. I'll do 5 more minutes. I'm in an awesome mood. I got hit in the head and got a concussion too, but I just got dumber. Yeah, me too, Dimitri Bear. I got a couple concussions in football, and I think it just lowered my impulse control sometimes. But maybe I can speak French? Maybe when you get smacked in the head just right, your pineal splits open and pours gravy all over your brain. Hilarious. Don't hit your head, guys. Like, the odds that something negative happens is much higher than French. Crashed a motorcycle. People say I changed a lot after. That happened to Roseanne. She got brain damage, and that's what made her a comedian. Flip side, dude got Brian injury and car crash and it turned him into a sodomite. Could go either way. Right. They say that happened to, who is that comedian that just screamed all the time? Like, ah, like little 80s comedian with a long trench coat. That guy's got a fascinating life. Look this shit up. Alcohol and bullshit and what I think of when I see Rogan's swamp face, right? I can't remember his name. The toe is obsessed with him. It's, what's the dude's name? It's like, ah, he would just scream all the time. Kinison. All right, thank you. Kinison was like on the path to be like a preacher, and then he had a massive head trauma and became an aggressively filthy comedian. Like right after the head trauma, and everyone said he changed totally. I fractured my skull when I was 7. Interesting. I wonder if the toe gets hit in the head if he gets taller and less gay. The police academy guy? Yeah, Kinison. I love that guy. One Crazy Summer. Kinison, he has some good jokes, but I don't like listening to people scream. And I'm not mocking the guy. It's just like, that's not my cup of tea. My favorite comedian of all time is Norm Macdonald. Next would be an actor comedian, which is Phil Hartman. I love subtle. I love cognitive. I love, like, just really, I can't explain it, you know? Norm Macdonald is my favorite comedian of all time. And then Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman, like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, was like true on 50 levels. Listen, I'm just a caveman. Your lights frighten me. I don't understand these giant woolly mammoth cars flying everywhere. This world makes no sense to me. But if I know one thing, it's that my client deserves $3.6 million in punitive damages for the coffee spill. Everyone's like, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. It's awesome. Yeah, Phil Hartman was, like his Frank Sinatra was amazing. Should we check it out? Why not? Amy hasn't back yet, so when they get back, me and Wally will play, like, kickball and stuff. Hang on. Frank Sinatra, Phil. Here's the problem, though, guys. NBC grapples hard with videos, but I'll try. Who cares? Clips channels know to cut stuff out that, like,
anyone grapples. Hear the slogan? Mike will get it done. Let me tell you what it is. As mayor, I created nearly five.
By the way, see what I'm talking about, synchronicities? He said, let me tell you what it is. Yeah, I just talked about that a lot. It means Satan. But we got to listen to the rest of this ad. I love this stuff.
1,000 jobs. As president, I'll build an economy that delivers good jobs with higher wages.
He'll make great slaves. Mikey Bloomberg is 5'6", and no one knows how he made his money. Hang on.
Here, maybe it's time to get back on the horse.
All right, shut up. I'm going to skip this one. Like, my favorite comedy is just an actual Mike Bloomberg ad. Where he's like, people always want to know about what makes Mikey Bloomberg tick. No one does, Mike. Literally, you're a midget grabbler who thinks he can be president that just got his ass spanked by 2 Democrat women. Like, humiliated you in public. No one cares about Bloomberg News. How'd you get your $50 billion, little Mikey? Who's funning you, buddy? Which lotto did you win? I like him. I like that he's in the race, though. I find him incredibly entertaining. I made 500,000 jobs. Okay. That doesn't mean anything, buddy. Nobody made more jobs than slave owners. Those guys really knew how to get a living wage. All right, let's watch some Hartman.
Sinatra Group, an unrehearsed discussion of current issues in the recording industry, with panelists Sinead O'Connor, Billy Idol, 2 Live Crew star Luther Campbell, and Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Now, here's the moderator, Frank Sinatra.
Issue number 1, censorship.
Shut up. Who is this idiot? Sorry, maybe he's not an idiot. Give me the gravy.
I think it's bloody awful, but it's typical of entertainment in a male-dominated society.
Okay, so I have to listen to a fat guy in a hat. Listen, much respect, fat guy in the hat. I'm not coming at you. Let's not start internet beef here, but I just wanted to hear a damn sketch. It's so funny how Sinead O'Connor is all against, like, male-dominated society, and then she became a Muslim. It really does tell you a lot about reality. Because ultra-feminists like Sinead O'Connor, oh, male-dominated patriarchy, oh, what is she now? Now she's a Muslim. She just needed, she needed a little order, if you know what I'm saying. Unrehearsed, right? No, but dude, that's when SNL was funny, and it was funny. I'll try and find another one. Maybe that's why it's so grabble, because people don't want to see what comedy actually used to look like. Hang on. I'll show you Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. It was actually funny. I've reviewed it. I wanted to know if in my mind I thought something was funny that wasn't. No. Phil Hartman has always been hysterical. Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. Here we go.
Anyone hear the slogan? Mike will get it done.
No.
Let me tell you what it is.
It is Satan.
I created nearly 500,000 jobs. As president, I'll build an economy that delivers good jobs with higher wages.
What I would say to Mikey Bloomberg.
Don't miss a moment. Live TV.
Fat gay guys. Fat gay guys.
YouTube TV. Fat gay guy alert.
Oh my God. Not this guy again. Come on. Are you serious? Is it the same fat guy? All right. All right. Looks like it's only on Hulu. If I was a voter for Democrats, I would be like, hey, Mike Bloomberg, how about instead of spending $500,000 on absurd and humiliating YouTube videos, like, could you do something better with your money? Because I don't think you're a good businessman, because YouTube videos don't work. Everyone either skips them or they have YouTube Red or whatever. Or they make fun of you in a garden because you're 5'6". Mike will get it done. Just get him a stool. Mike will get it done. And by it, he means crime. Who's the fat dude? I don't know. No, much love, fat dude. Much love, hat. I've been fat. I still have a little jiggle. But I recommend turpentine. And also, if you don't falsely label your videos, fat man. Like it said, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, The thumbnail was the sketch, but it's 95% a fat guy talking about something I don't want to hear. And that's what I don't like. If someone's like, oh, you give commentary. Yeah, because the thumbnail's my face. It's blatantly 2 hours long. That is like 3 minutes. I just want to see the Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. Instead, I have a fat bastard staring at me in the eye trying to give me commentary. I got the commentary, fatty. Again, I'm rooting for you to lose the weight. I'm not trying to mock you. I just recommend turpentine, starving the parasites, and bail on the sodomy. Much love, fat man. I still have a little jiggle. I do, dude. I always have a jiggle. Unless I do intense interval work, I have a layer. And I'm fine with that. I think it makes me look extra masculine when I'm in my Viking ship and making babies with my weenus. But that fat guy there... has problems because he's falsely labeling his videos. The only thing good about that whole experience was the Mike Bloomberg ads. I love seeing a little dude who should be shot out of a cannon trying to explain to me why he should be my leader. And his only explanation is he creates jobs. Guess what? I could create jobs too with a gun and a rope and some chains. I got some jobs for a lot of young guys that have their eye on some bikes. All right. I gotta go, but I don't want to. We're rolling today. Mike will use his magic wand to solve all crime, and by crime, he means freedom. Right. Dude, part of me wants Bloomberg to beat Trump just to get the whole charade over with. Because, like, Trump's so funny and, like, kind of good that, like, I almost want someone just to jar the system where it's like, wait a minute, what? You know? I think right now, if we got a Mike Bloomberg president, I mean, I can't see it going bad because it would be a constant absurd. A guy like him could only lead in Manhattan. He could only lead a Miami gay bar. Try and have him inflict his policies on Indiana, Iowa, Idaho, my state of Washington. Dude, it would be a laughable disaster. It's almost like, oh, your new president is a gay squirrel. It's like, but he's really rich, though. So it's the worst of both worlds. He's really rich, but unlike Trump, he has no charisma and he's short. And he's a Jew. Don't go, Big Bear. I'll do five more minutes. President Bloomberg would have poop and needles on every American street. No, it would turn it all around, I think. Because you only get poop and needles in like San Fran, LA, New York. Dude, that's like 0.00001% of the geographic area. It's only possible if you have giant skyscrapers filled with people attracted to sin and money. If you put a guy like that in charge of like my state of Washington, we have a very grabby left-wing government because of Seattle. It doesn't work anywhere because most of the state is like, fuck you. It's awesome. No, but there's a lot. There's no sales tax here. Gun laws, not as good as Idaho, but they're based. And, dude, it doesn't get more leftist than Washington State Senates and shit. It's all out of Seattle. But they can only do what people permit. So if you have a Mikey Bloomberg wheeling out in his little Apple box, he stands on there and he's got an erection because he probably just saw someone die, people would be like, wait a minute. 6 million sounds a little high. I'd love it, but that's just me. Because Trump is just good enough where it's like, yeah, he's a super rich dude, but he's hilarious. And he talks shit to grabbers. Not, you know, the ultra-Zionist grabbers. He has a little issue with that, but we just need someone terrible. Just terrible. Just where everybody's like, okay, so the government is a joke. Trump is enough of an alpha and funny enough where it's like, I'm happy with him. Same with Ontario. All the leftist crap comes out in one small area. Right. And when they try and inflict it outside of the small area, it's a joke. Dude, I know a ton of cops where I live. Tons of very wealthy landowner types where I live. Dude, nobody's on board any of this shit. And nobody wants to overthrow anything. They're just like, this is stupid. But the media makes it look like the entire world is LA and New York when it's totally, it's so not. But there's no representation of people like us in mainstream media for obvious reasons. That's why I'm enjoying the show. Still unsure if I'm voting for Trump. I mean, if you think you're saving your like country, no, you have to realize what politics actually is. If you just like Trump and want to see him in office, why not? You know, sometimes people, some truthers are like, yeah, but that's approval. Like, you're giving your consent and then they can, no. It's not that intense. It's only intense if it's like, I must vote for Trump or else we're all going to die. No, I kind of want Bloomberg just so everybody is ready for Duterte. But I see nothing wrong with voting if you want to. If I get really behind like a sheriff or somebody, I'll definitely vote. For local, I just don't know enough about them, about people around here. I have to do some research. But voting obviously matters on some level. You're never going to get, they do select. They're selected, not elected, yes. But they select like a group that like Hunger Games is each other and you want the best of the Hunger Games people. And it does matter because you don't want your, you know, like Putin. You know, Putin just outlawed gay marriage in a church. Well, he's supporting it. That type of shit is more important than any legislation. It's about the soul of America. It's about the soul of a country. Like, do you have a judo chopping former KGB guy who's willing to call out the sodomites? Yeah. Does he steal gold? Probably. Definitely. I think a lot of people that are so angry at politicians don't understand that it's always going to be like this, and that's kind of what the politicians do. Military, not the commercial industry, is chemtrails. No, yeah, I talked about in the beginning, the geoengineering and the HARP stuff is chemtrails, the stuff that you see dispersing. But there are what I believe contrails that are not from burning fuel. Just rewatch this. It's I think it's crystallized water vapor that they use when they're making free energy out of air. That's why there's so much bullshit around it. I don't think it's poison because they're too far up. It would disperse too much. It would take like a million years. I would never be president. Dude, I don't want to be a secretary to a banker. Come on, guys. I have more power in my backyard. Because who do I have to, you know, I have to consult with my wife. have to pay the grabber taxes, and don't break any obviously stupid like laws that are all common sense. Dude, my life right now on D Live and unauthorized and stuff is way more enjoyable and more. I have more control over my decisions than any president that's ever lived. Dude, I'm not an alpha. I'm a bravo. I don't want to be in charge of everybody's life and then have to triangulate and, you know, work a deal. It sounds like a fucking nightmare. Can you imagine me on a debate stage where they're like, is it true that you said Hitler had some good points? I'd be like, dude, the guy obviously, and then they'd just be like, this isn't going with script. He's making it funny. I'd be like, it's not about Jews. It's about the stash. The guy was willing to think outside the box. I like war vets, war vets, war. And everybody be like, dude, I can't shame this guy. I'd be like, yeah, I don't belong here. I'm going back to my yard. I'd rather have Putin than any Democrat, obviously. I mean, it's no question. But it's like they get away with what the people let them get away with. We have more power not LARPing around and actually creating a family. Dude, that's all the power. I'm enjoying the political show because I don't want to be so detached from what people are concerned about. Like, I'm not just going to every day stream about, like, really specific pineal gland shit. Like, I know people are watching politics and want my view. But to me, it's just a show. And if you're going to be like, it matters, Big Bear, the executive decisions in the Supreme Court. I'm like, we're not on the same page here with this. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I get it. All right, I'm gonna open one more thing and I'm out of here. I've been wanting to know what's in this for a while. Now I'm finally gonna open it. Now, someone sent me this big thing here. Dude, they can't make you marry a dude. They can't make you okay with abortion. And sometimes the shit backfires so bad. Like, the 40-week abortions in New York woke, like, 10 million people up to the horrors of abortion. All right, here we go. Whoa, this is awesome. I want Bloomberg. I want to see a little tiny Jewish guy try and make Iowa do shit. All right, what we got here? Dude, this is awesome, man. Ursa Manor, look at this. Metalwork, bears crushing. Bloomberg, 2020. Let's see if I got a letter in here. But obviously, I'd rather have Trump because he's funny. Funny won't keep the Zionists away big. I'm like, dude, stop. Stop. Everybody's bought and sold by dumb grabbers. And it doesn't do anything. Oh, wow. Thank you. That's very generous. Well, you don't know the history of Stalin. Yes, I do. You don't know what actually happened. Dear Big Bear, I found you by accident in early 2019 and at first thought you were insane. But I quickly realized it was me who had been prey to the grabber and you who was crushing. Now I find myself tuning in daily and singing along to the Gunner's Dream on piano nights. I've consumed a lot of gravy and made many changes in my life since I became a bear. I can now spot fear porn and despair as well as warn others to steer clear. You've also re-sparkled my desire to seek truth through the one true God, our Creator, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Love it. You've also inspired me to finally propose to my girlfriend of 6 years. But what about the Democrats? This is a guy who gets it. And start a family of my own. I'm still planning how I'm going to do it, though, unless that's gay. Just be very sincere. Don't go way too overboard, because that's gay. But, like, sincere, special, a place that means something to you guys. But, you know, don't do a dance in Home Depot or something like those homosexuals. You're an inspiring man, and I look forward to many more streams. Blessing to you and the family and the new cub. P.S. I'm only 21 Rogans tall, but may I be verified as Antler Bear? Welcome, Antler Bear. P.P.S. This is a coated to be weatherproof, so hopefully it will last through the seasons up on the farm. Dude, I love it. I'm going to put it right up. This is it's an unbelievable present. If you're reading this on stream, please stop here. No problem. Dude, why couldn't I read that part? It was really complimental of me. But I get it. All right, guys. I told people I would play the yellow song, so I'll find that as we release the lemons. I'm sure Coddington Bear is out somewhere humiliating himself and not releasing lemons, so I will do it myself. I don't know how to find the lemons. Turns out it was me after all who was humiliating himself. Man. Was that in January? Dude, I could review some old videos that were real gravy. Anti-Semitic Rosa Parks, hilarious. Is this it?
When you're...
No. I'll get it. We're in a garden. There's no rush. Here we go. I got it. Thank you, Sing Along Bear. This is always very heartwarming. Sing Along Bear gets it. Let me release the lemons and then play the song. And then we will all enjoy our day. Oh, is the lemons already going? All right, Coddington Bear, you win again. Here we go.
Look at the lemons. Look how they shine for you. And all the streams you do. And they are all yellow. Came to D-Live, streamed for an hour or two. Cause you got banned from YouTube. And it was called Yellow. So because you were so funny, we gave you cartoon money. And it was all yellow.
Thank you, Sing Along Bear. And yeah, her husband did apologize, and we're totally cool, and it's all fine. I'm really glad they're both part of the bear community. And It's great. Great people. Kind and embarrassing. So I'm not doing a stream tomorrow, and we're trying to keep our unauthorized streams to 90 minutes for bandwidth reasons. Split today's in two and make it like the highly anticipated part two of, I don't even remember what I called this, jet fuel and what exactly is going on in the sky. Let's make this a two-parter. So one today and then one tomorrow. So that way we don't jack up the bandwidth. March, we're revolutionizing our server situation, but I just want to read this last thing. That dude, this may be my go-to bio now for any time I do a show in the future. The biggest of bears, the slayer of wizards, the friend of the Jew, the mocker of the grabbler, the unauthorized comedian with a knife. Thank you all for coming. Thanks for all those lemons. Thanks for the letters. Thanks for this. I hope you guys had a fun stream. I know I went a little long, but it's because we're going to do a highly anticipated part two on Unauthorized. I'm just very, very happy and just enjoying these conversations. Subscribe to False Witness Bears V2. I'm Not Owen Benjamin V3. Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, Owen Benjamin Gravy on YouTube, Oil Bears channel as well, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com if you want to get some cool stuff for me and Ryan, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335 if you want to send me something cool, and dlive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. Support what you like if you can. If not, totally cool. We'll still be here Monday. But let's be honest, I'll probably do a night stream tomorrow with music. All right, much love, everybody, and thanks again for today. It was really fun. All right, be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy.